Hello, it's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand and Tag, you're it.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and this is Saturday, the 14th of September.
Woo woo, we got the weekend of love.
Yeah, for sure. So the moon conjuncts Pluto at 12:30 in the morning. So a lot of us who are already sleeping, our dreams are going to be very intense, and we're going to go deep into the soul. So our dreams can bring up the subconscious for us. So that really flavors the evening, the overnight hours, but wait to hear about the morning hours, Lisa.
Hang on, before we go to the morning, I just want to say with that moon Pluto just after midnight, we literally are working out difficulties while we sleep.
Yeah.
And the card is Six of Swords, which is very much working out a difficult situation completely, successfully. So it's like, ooh, we start before the day even dawns.
Right.
We start working it out in our sleep.
Yeah.
There's the news. What else? Lead it off.
Well, this is a big this aspect, and we're going to be feeling this all day. It will perfect tonight at 10:30 p.m. Pacific time, but we will be feeling this incredible Venus, in which is in Libra right now, trining Jupiter, which is in Gemini right now. So we are going to have an air sign trine between Venus and Jupiter.
Well, swords are the sign of air, which is mind, and six is that feeling of wholeness, where when we bring our whole self to our desires, and that's the good, the bad, and the ugly, we own our shadow so it doesn't own us. What Jupiter in Gemini helps us strategize about more ways to partner up from a healthy perspective as opposed to a disempowered perspective. Ooh. That. What
Yeah.
else?
Well, this trine is going to flavor the entire day. And what I really love about this trine, Lisa, is this is an air trine. As I said, and air signs are the relatable signs of the zodiac, right? And Gemini is the conversationalist of the zodiac, and Libra is the listener of the zodiac. And Libra is the peacemaker, as you know. So this has the weekend of love, this has the opportunity to bring peace, to bring about a settlement, to bring about a rainbow after the storm.
Oh, and that, you know what? Literally, the card for this is sailing out of a storm into calmer waters.
That's
So when it matches up like this, I just get blown away. Love it, love it, love it. But again, it's the work that you've been doing that helps you get to this place where you can make choices from an authentic desire, see new ways of meeting those that don't rely on manipulation or power tactics. And it's rich. It's like talk about, tasting, and six is, it's a mid-sized number. So it's like enjoy those successes. Make sure you stop your mind, set the intention that your mind will see the progress that you've made and the opportunities that lay ahead of you. Yeah,
Yeah.
the worst is over. The storms are behind you. Anything else before we wrap up and roll into the second day of love?
That's it for today.
Well, I'm signing off because I can't wait to hear what Sunday Funday has to offer. So I'm Lisa Greenfield saying thanks for joining.
I know, Mike, you're Astro Daddy. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.